Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Ms. Tatiana Selezneva. She is the representative of Formak Logistics, located in Samara, Russia. First of all, Tatiana, very welcome to this interview.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for inviting me to this interview. It's really a good project.
You are very welcome. I must say, this is the first time I've ever interviewed anyone sitting in Samara. So, as I normally do... Sorry, yeah, it's a bit far. as I normally do with all my interviewees, I first give them a chance to tell a little bit about themselves and how they got into logistics in the first place. So, Tatiana, tell me about how you ended up in Samara and how did you end up in logistics?
Okay, so as for myself, I studied air transport logistics and management at Samara Aerospace University, and I had a mix of engineer, manager, and logistics degree. And in the process of studying, it was very exciting. We did the practice in the international airport and studied aviation a lot. And after graduation, I was looking for a job in transport logistics, and I found the job in the local truck company, and we did only local shipments from Moscow to Samara and through this area. And I was really disappointed because it was a routine with all the same documents and all the drivers calling, where are you? And so this was, I was very sad that I didn't use any aviation and any international knowledge that I know. And after a year, I met a girl in the French lesson courses, and she was working in Formak at that time. And she told me that what Formak do. And I said, yeah, I want this too, but they had no places. And okay. I started to push my CV to their chef and tell her how much I want to work here and that please hire me. And after some times I got hired, and this was the moment where I entered to the world of international logistics. And I understand that this was the right place for me. And it was about 12 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Yet tell me, I mean, you're sitting in Samara. I think many of our viewers would like to know, where is Samara actually? Can you tell us?
Yeah, so Samara is 1,000 kilometers from Moscow to the east. And its situation, it is situated in the river Volga, big river. And this is a big city, 1 million people. And we have the international airport, river port, the railway station, so everything. And so right in the middle of Russia.
Okay, so that, am I correct in assuming that Formak as a company and with your office in Samara, you handle a lot of, let's say Russia is such a huge country, so you must be handling a lot by rail and truck, I guess, right?
Yeah, so that's what we do with containers. We ship them to the seaports, and then we do the truck shipment or railway shipments. There is a lot from Vladivostok or Vostochny Nakhodka port. By rail, it's the cheapest way to get the cargo here.
Yes, I understand. How many people are you in your Samara office?
Well, not so many for right now, but we are always working in the cooperation with our offices all around the world and in Russia too. So we really feel like the team. We're always hiring people, so if you know somebody who wants to work in Samara department, welcome.
Yeah, then I think they have to learn Russian to
yeah, that would be an advantage.
May I ask, Formak, where does Formak Logistics as company have offices in Russia?
In Russia, we have a St. Petersburg office, then Novorossiysk office, and Moscow and Samara.
Okay, so that's pretty good. So Novorossiysk, that's by the Black Sea, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Okay. So we ship the containers to the Novorossiysk port, and then we do truck shipments all around this area.
Okay. How would you say, is it, you know, a lot of people are a little bit worried transporting to Russia because, yeah, first of all, they don't know it. And secondly, the country is so large. How is the control of railway shipments? I mean, do you know at all times where is your shipment? And it's not so that it'll disappear in that big wilderness.
No, it's not a problem right now because we have the, in internet, we have the tracking, so we have, you can see the where is exactly your container, in what station, in what train, how it goes, what the schedule. So it's it's never disappeared.
Okay, that's good to hear. Now it's because you know, with a huge railway network that you have in Russia. So how does it work? For example, if I want to move some cargo, let's say from Sweden to Far East Russia, then I can contact you and you can give a quotation from either from Russian border, or can you also give from origin in Europe all the way?
Good question, because once we did this kind of shipment from Germany to Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, which is really the eastern part of Russia. Yes. And what we did the truck shipment first to St. Petersburg, where we do custom clearance. Okay. And then we put this machine, this cargo, to the rail, on the rail platform, and it goes right from the St. Petersburg to the Vladivostok, to the port. So it was a long trip by rail. And then we did the sea shipment to Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, because this is the island, the kind of island, yeah. And one more on carriage in the end. So it was really multimodal shipment.
That is fantastic. I mean, of course, after this interview, we normally add some pictures and whatnot. If you can think of some pictures from that shipment, that would be really something to show to the viewers.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Because I have seen some movie about Kamchatka and the volcanoes, and it's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely, like, another world, and the nature is fantastic over there.
Yeah. And you are from Samara yourself personally?
No, I'm from Tula. It's in the Moscow region. So I moved to Samara to study.
Okay, I see. Yeah. And what is it that you like about logistics? Because some people tell me that they, like me, get gray hair from logistics. But what is it that you like about it?
I like that it's never routine, because you have so many different kind of shipments and kind of clients and kind of partners, a lot of different people and different opportunities. And you, every day is a challenge, and you cope with the stress, and you try to do your best to deliver the cargo just in time. And so I like this.
It's like a wise man said, if you like your job, then it's not a job, then it's just a hobby, you know?
Yeah, well, but it's difficult to say that this is the hobby, but it's a good job.
Yeah, that's good to hear. What are the main, would you say, doing truck and rail transportation, of course, also river in Russia, what are the main problems if we start by rail? What kind of headaches do you face sometimes? I mean, what can happen that gives you gray hair sometimes?
Well, I think that mostly it's not a balanced work, you know, when you have too many cargos and you have to wait for a long, and it's difficult to push your cargo to move faster.
Yeah.
So it's really a slow process about the railways. So you need to, you see how it moves from station to station, but you can't control the train, how they
cannot influence,
how they reload the container from one train to another, and how many time do they spend at the station. So this kind of process is a bit you know, you need to be patient.
I can imagine. Do you also have experience in the moving cargo on the Volga River, on the river system?
Not much, actually. There is a bigger river, and some cargoes move from there or across this river, but it's only local projects.
Okay.
So as we do international logistics, we don't communicate with this Samara River port a lot.
Okay, I understand. And for trucking, I mean, trucking is, of course, also an option. Can you even do long distance trucking in Russia? Is that sometimes a solution?
Yes, this is the right now it's a good solution because railway transport is too busy.
Yeah.
And the waiting list is too long. So sometimes we do the truck shipments instead, and the truck can move from Vladivostok to Samara for like 10 days. Okay. And I really can't imagine how other drivers cope with this Siberia route and the road, but they deliver everything in time and they never complain.
Wow, they should have a gold medal, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I can imagine. And how is the temperature now? We are talking November. How is the temperature in Samara now?
In Samara, it's about zero right now. Okay. So it started to get colder and colder, and we are waiting for the snow.
Yeah,
so it becomes the fairy tale, you know, snow everywhere, everything is white, and the Christmas mood.
yes, at least you have snow during Christmas. I think here in Scandinavia, always. Sometimes we don't have it.
No, here the snow is guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So you work together with your other FORMAC offices in Novorossiysk and St. Petersburg and Moscow, and I mean, for example, when I have seen here in Scandinavia sometimes some Russian trucks, and the name is called Sovtrans Auto. It looks like a name from the past, but is there a state trucking company in Russia, or are there many different trucking companies?
No, I don't think there is a state company, only the private companies, a lot of carriers, and okay. Also we have the Belarusian cargoes that moves that goes really well from Europe to Russia.
Oh yeah. So for example, if you take cargo, let's say from Germany, normally then you would take it to St. Petersburg and then from there distribute or
No, we go directly to Moscow, to Samara, to wherever you need.
Okay. So you can directly deliver to the destination.
Yeah.
I see. And let's say, how is the business for you at the moment? You know that shipping is so fully booked and there's so much cargo in the market, everything fully booked. Do you have the same headaches now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy situation right now, you know, because for us, the COVID-19 situation, it started slowly. And a year ago, we had a lot of shipments and then just, wow, okay, COVID is here. And we were really scared that it's going to stop all our job, but you can't stop the shipment. So we continue to work from home remotely, and the price is getting more and more higher and higher, and the shipment is longer and longer. And it's really a shock for us. And we are still getting used to it, to communicate with people. And we, we explain everything to the customers and try to be patient and to realize the situation, how to work with this. And the customers who understand, who do a lot of shipments, they understand the situation. Yeah. But the customers who do rare shipments for once a year, they are really in shock.
I had met a friend of mine yesterday also in forwarding, and he also said the problem is to the customers nowadays, they have no choice because there's so much cargo and so little space. So they were used to be able to shop around. Now we can't.
So we just need to wait one more. So we try to prepare the customers to say that, okay, it's not a 1 month shipment, it's going to be 3 months.
Yes. I fully understand. So even in Russia with railway, you have problem with space. So it seems, not only for the deep ocean space problems, but even for you in Russian rail, because a lot of cargo going on the Trans-Siberian now. And of course, that's also
much more actually.
Yeah.
Because to ship to Novorossiysk and St. Petersburg started to be really, really expensive. Yeah. A lot of importers, they change the route to Vladivostok, to the rail, because it's the shortest way from China, from Asia. And the ports and the station, they wasn't never prepared to such amount of cargo. And now it's overbooked and overfull. And so we need to wait in the line for 1 month. Yeah. 20 days, and it's
understand. Tatiana, one question I also have for you. Some, you know, customs can always, in many countries, be a headache. And at least in the past, I remember Russian customs were very tough. How are the customs in Russia nowadays? I mean, are they more modernized, more, let's say, online? And can you? Are they more business minded? I should ask.
Well, I see the changes for sure, but there are some good changes and some bad changes too. Ah. Because, yeah, they still like to take a lot of money. And
Yes, yes.
But now it's really go in internet with a lot of electronic devices. So you see the process.
Okay.
And you don't need to go directly to the custom inspector and shows them the papers. Okay. Everything is in the computer. It's much better.
Okay, but that's
faster. The time of the documents checking, it's faster. Yeah, so it's possible to work. It's okay. Can't really complain.
That's good to hear that at least it's going a bit forward. One of the final questions I have: do you have the COVID situation in Samara as well?
Yeah, sure. Okay. We have the lockdown just a week ago, so we have to stay at home. Yeah, and the QR codes and a lot of vaccination problem. It's a big problem in Russia because a lot of anti-vaxxers. Yeah, the people that don't trust to government and to the vaccine company.
No, I can imagine. And of course, we are not safe until everyone is safe. And that means we are all in the same boat, so to speak. So, yeah, I understand. Listen, Tatiana, that's, I must say, been very interesting to talk to you. And you look fresh and happy and like you like your job. And let's say, I like to interview people who are happy about the job they have.
Yeah, do you have ones who didn't have it?
No, seldom. So at least they didn't tell me directly. So, but I want to say, Tatiana, for finally here, many, many thanks for joining this interview.
Okay, thank you so much for inviting me.
And to all our listeners, viewers, readers from around the world, this was a special interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our guest of honor today has been Ms. Tatiana Seletsneva of Formark Logistics at their Samara office in Russia. It's been a pleasure, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.